olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Well, for me, I agree with the fact that there are Pacific Islanders who are Christian. A lot of our culture is around Christianity, and that's the reality. A lot of LGBTIQA plus people are also Christian. And so the issue that we have with Israel Folau, for me, the media, the Australian media, has sort of blown it into proportion, but have brought it up during this debate around marriage equality, and then resurfaced again through nitpicking at things, that sound bites that he does or things that he does out there. But the reality is, there are a lot of Christians with the same mentality as Israel Folau. My only issue that I have with some of the things that he says is it's just very detrimental to some of those who are early in their gender or sexual sort of journey and finding out who they are, to hear things like that from a Pacific Islander or from a Tongan, as Israel Folau, can be damaging. But at the same time, these are why these organizations like Pacific X, and there are others around Australia, where we help to build resilience and build build up their armor, because in life, there's always going to be backlash around who you are as your identity, not just your gender identity and your sexuality, but also your culture and where you fit in the world. Also your age, and also if you've got a different disability, it all plays into the differences of how you sort of navigate this world. And so for me, with Israel Folau, a normal Christian will say the things that he says, and that's never been, we've known that. But it's just the damaging parts that he does do, that he causes. That's where the issue really is for me. But I know so many Israel Folaus in the community.
Okay, Tony, my last question is, besides obviously a vaccine to eradicate COVID-19, what two things would you most like to see in the world in the next 12 months?
How many things
Two things? Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, besides obviously a vaccine to eradicate COVID-19, what two other things would you most like to see in the world in the next 12 months?
Number one, I think for me, after going through what we're going through right now, I hope to see more cohesion within the community, and I mean across different cultural backgrounds. I believe that there is, but we need to start stepping out there and working with other cultures and working with other types of people that we don't normally work with. And I think what we've found with this situation is that people are also connecting back to family. So that's number two. It's hoping that people find the strength of the power and the importance of being around and treating the people around you, your family, or your friends or your chosen family, with extra love.
Tony Fretten, Favtaitele Lava for the Talanoa.
Yes, Favtaitele Lava, thank you very much.
Like, share, mafa'ali sou finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.